Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense, intense heat, lasting plump from the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though I would move into your shitty little house and never complain about it. My guest today, oh baby, you know him. You've seen him on Broad City. He wrote for New Girl, Younger, Teachers. Do you have one more credit?
No. That's it.
Elliot Glazer! Oh, Elliot, thank you so much for returning. I say returning because I booked you and I double booked you and I said, my friend, go away.
It is okay. I got to chill out downtown a little more.
Uh-huh.
Found myself some salt and straw.
Oh, do you like salt and straw?
It's okay. I'm not I have a crazy sweet tooth, but mm-hmm. I'm not huge on ice cream.
Okay,
I also, as I've gotten older, have had dietary issues when it comes to a decent amount of dairy.
Yes, it makes you toot?
More than that.
Oh, I toot so hard after some ice cream or some cheese.
Did you do that in your, like, I don't know, teens and...
No.
Yeah, me either.
No, I could eat whatever I wanted. I just expanded and I wasn't gassy or like shitting my brains out.
Yeah, I have ice cream and I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta go. I'll see you guys later.
You hit 30 and then you have ice cream with friends and you go, well, we're not doing a thing
crazy.
After this.
I mean, it's really crazy. I'm very sparing with my salt and mm-hmm. straw.
I once planned an ice cream date where we were going to fuck after.
Ooh, no, no, no.
No, but it happened and it was fine. And then I got gurgly after the fucking.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, bye-bye. I see you later. Take me home,
now.
Please. So I don't shit all over your dick
honestly,
or your bathroom.
Well, I still don't understand. I never understand. I mean, I guess it's just kind of, you know, societally ingrained in us. But the idea of like a date where it's like we go out to eat, you know, and then we mm-hmm. drink and stuff or whatever. And then we have sex.
Mm.
I know that's like the society. I'm like talking about like everything. You know, it's like, does the society is designed that way? But I'm like, it really should be the other way around.
Yeah, you should fuck and then
get hungry,
go out to eat, cap it off with ice cream, and then go your separate ways.
And pass out on your own.
I mean, that is weird. I wonder why we go get food first and then have sex.
Well, I also feel like it's also, of course, even more complicated for women because women have to be like proper when, like they have to play that stupid game of being like, I'm not that hungry or like, I'm gonna pick at this.
Never Whereas, do that.
But I'm saying, but it's like,
never.
It's such an annoying thing that like women, I think, are pressured to do more than men where we're
absolutely.
We're like, we can like eat whatever we want. You know, I can eat whatever I mm-hmm. want. It's fine. It's like, And that already grosses me out, that it's already, the balance is already mm-hmm. off. So it's just like, it's just fucking nonsense.
I could never imagine just being like, I'll have a salad and then spend more time with someone being ravenously hungry.
Yeah.
I was on a date once and I was like, I'm going to be bad. Can I have the fried chicken and the avocado toast? And I'm going to make me a fried chicken avocado sandwich.
Delicious.
He was like, you're really going for it. And I said, I am.
I don't like you're really going for it. I don't like that.
Oh, people love to say whatever they want to me. And I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like you're really going for it.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a boyfriend for a little over a year, and it was
congratulations. Actually,
thank you so much.
Congrats.
Thank you. We made it through a year, but we're still friends, and he's great. But he ate all the time. Mm-hmm. He's a beautiful man. He's an absolutely beautiful man, but he just ate all the time, and it just was so funny to me that when I think of, you know, as a gay guy, when I think mm-hmm. about dating, it's like I always think about emotionally, but also sexually, we're fucking Neanderthals. Like two men like pawing at each other, you know, trying to like mm-hmm. make sense of what this is, you know, where we're not taught to do this together. And so it's just this like wildness that has persisted throughout time that still never becomes, I don't know, it feels like it feels harder to me, mm-hmm. you know, to be not to be gay per se, but to not have somebody try to ingrain in you, you know, this like a control,
uh-huh.
you know, like a stasis, like with men and women, it's very specific where, you know, whether or not they're mm-hmm.
you fall into your roles.
Yes. For better or worse, you know, you just do because the world teaches that to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not just that, then it's just complicated because you're kind of left to your own devices.
Mm-hmm.
Your resources are less. And that's always been so, you know, problematic for me, at least.
I feel the same way, even though I lean more towards dating men.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to fall into a traditional role of a woman in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, I feel like women are supposed to be a little submissive. They're supposed to be like a little mysterious. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I literally do a podcast where I talk freely about my entire life.
Absolutely.
I'm not mysterious. If you Google me, you can find out anything you want to know about me. And I don't know how to be a little submissive. I try. In life, I don't know how to. In the bedroom, ooh, baby, yeah, I'll do it. Tie me up. Ugh, dating is so exhausting.
I've always thought lingerie is the funniest thing because as somebody who's like not turned on to see a woman in lingerie,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, why does she have to do the work? Why is there a store for her to go uh-huh. in and spend money to do the work? It's all about uh-huh. him. Everything goes back to making him happy. And it's so gross. It's so gross.
But also lingerie is just confusing.
So confusing to me.
Because I don't wear lingerie. I've never been in a relationship long enough where I'm like, gotta keep it spicy. But I once wore panties, underwear, I don't know, whatever. Panties? Panties is such a weird word. But I was wearing panties with sequins on them, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to love these.
Yeah.
And he just ripped them off and literally threw them across the room. And
right.
I was like, but all my hard work. But,
exactly.
Don't you want to see the panties? Don't.
Is that just
sequins.
So weird to me? Because it's like, it's subjective, where it's mm-hmm. like, it's like, so he doesn't want to see the panties? You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want to see this?
No.
No, he just wants to take it off.
He just wants to take it off and see me.
But there's such weird, there's like weird psychological stakes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you went out of your way to buy something that you're like, I'm buying this with money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm projecting like excitement into this. And
uh-huh.
a mystery, actually.
Yeah, a little mystery.
Little mystery.
Unwrap this little sequin present.
And then he just throws it away. And it's like, it doesn't make him a bad guy, in my opinion. It just means like, you're being peddled something that's an mm-hmm. idea rather than a good.
Yeah, and I guess it's a good conversation to have with someone to be like, do you like little nasty panties?
I always
do
ask
you
people
like
that
lingerie?
Now. I ask my female friends all the time, like, do you, like, I mean, I would never, my sister would literally never go to, like, Victoria's Secret, you
mm-hmm.
know? I know my sister. I don't want to think about it that way, but I know enough that she's like, fuck no. And then when I read an article about Victoria's Secret stock plummeting after they
yes.
made, like, some, like, anti-trans comments.
Wildest comments.
Crazy
he
shit.
He was like, I'm serving you a fantasy that does not include fatter than a size zero woman or trans women. And it's truly, like, what year do you
where
fucking live
you?
In?
Where are
and
you?
And what fantasy is so
specific to like a blonde haired woman, and then we're going to introduce maybe some black ladies later.
Oh, it's so
like everyone's fantasies are so wildly different. Like, give me trans, give me fat, give me differently abled people, give me everything.
Yeah, it's so those comments were really almost bizarrely archaic.
Yes.
But I couldn't, like, in reading some thought pieces about it, mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I've never had a reason to really stop and think about lingerie on women. And was like, oh my God, like, this, it's like a bizarre cottage industry mm-hmm. that makes tons of money.
So
and
much
And the Angels
money.
Fashion show, I've never thought to stop and watch
I've
it.
I've never watched it. It makes no sense.
I heard them talk about it on Stern, and it was like, what is this? Like, what?
Also, I don't think you can buy the pieces.
Exactly. I don't think you can buy what they're wearing.
No.
So it makes absolutely no sense to me.
It's crazy. I'm going to go into Victoria's Secret tomorrow and be like, excuse me, can I have those big angel wings? I'm really looking for a pair of angel wings for the bedroom. They're giant, so stupid.
Giant angel wings?
Like, what the fuck? Oh, you want a fucking angel?
It's so weird. It's so weird. Like,
it's bizarre.
It's genuinely bizarre because you, like, if you stop as a person and like just peel back, just mm-hmm. take a macro look at what that is, it's like all these people are in this big space in fucking London or wherever they are,
yes.
applauding as like ladies walk up and down a like a pathway with wings on.
Yes, and some
That's
of them
insane.
Don't look all right. They're
they
like,
don't look well.
It's almost as if they're clapping. They're like, they made it, and yes. now they can go have a banana.
Or you're clapping them like they're like Peter Pan to keep them alive.
Yes,
it's crazy. It's or Tinkerbell or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It's just crazy.
It's so crazy. I used to work at a Lane Bryant, and we used to have to like peddle lingerie to yeah. women. You'd be like, come look at Cacique, which is their lingerie stuff and their bras. And then they'd be like, oh, okay. And you'd be like, do you want a Santa nighty for Oof, Christmas?
Yeah.
And women would always be like, no, I don't want a Santa nighty for Christmas.
Of course not.
Do you want some crotchless panties that truly look like a slingshot? They would, I don't know if you've ever seen plus size crotchless
no.
panties, but it's like just very a long band for your waist, and then it looks like the you know a car wash, the little
the
fringes.
Wait a minute,
two little fringes in the front.
So
and then you're like, where does your pussy go? I guess the fringe goes around your puss. It is. Well, I've never worn crotchless panties. I don't get
is
it.
Is that so that a woman, I guess, has on sexy clothes, but her pussy's still like there and accessible?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh,
and it's like
not,
seems pointless because
pointless.
I still have to wash these jeans.
Exactly.
I wear underwear so I can wear my jeans more
exactly.
than once.
That is insane. Crotchless
it's
panties.
So crazy. I don't edible panties, like you what?
Oh,
we just had dinner.
It's a very 90s, like archaic 90s mm-hmm. thing where it's like I think it's sort of also in the realm of like how we as kids around then were taught to be like, fuck mom, fuck your mom, fuck your dad, they fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you be you, rock out. Like, play music so loud that Michael Jackson comes and, like, you know, rescues you or whatever. Or, like, play, you know, it was such a good, that like, rebellious thing.
I guess that is the premise of, what is that, Black and White, where Macaulay Culkin's like,
yeah, Black or White.
Jamming
George
so
Wendt
hard
is like, turn it down. Yeah. And Michael Jackson's like, I'll save you. I'll let you do a rap verse, Macaulay.
Music. Oh, Michael. Ugh, Michael Jackson. I watched a documentary last night that was, like, deeply disturbing that I don't know why more people are. So, like, circumcision. Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Yes. And you're Jewish, yes?
Yes.
So it's part of the tradition.
It is
of
part of the tradition,
Judaism,
yeah, the bris.
Which I'm like, great, that's your religion,
it's yeah,
part
it's not,
of it.
It's not so great. I mean, when you stop and think about it, it is also a strange ceremony where a rabbi comes to the house and people gather to watch your baby penis be like cut uh-huh. like a shawarma.
Oh,
it's like
boy.
Insane. So it is weird. It
but
is,
you're not
it is
like
weird.
Strapped down in that ceremony. Someone's holding
no,
you, right?
Yeah, you're just being held
in a hospital in a non-religious ceremony.
In a home,
a baby
usually.
Is literally
oh, yeah.
strapped down.
Oof.
And then sometimes not given anesthesia, anesthetics?
Anesthesia.
And sometimes it gets fucked up and the hospitals like don't report it. It's a real weird thing where there's like a whole lobby that's like, it's a cleanliness thing. It's a, it decreases diseases. And then other doctors are like, no, it's truly pointless.
I mean, I think I mentioned Stern a minute ago, but he's for whatever reason, he is strongly anti-circumcision, and he's circumcised. Mm-hmm. He's Jewish. He's circumcised, but I guess he has seen either the same documentary or read the same material or heard about it. And it is a bizarre tradition in that a lot of doctors, if not most, are like, yeah, there's no difference.
But my whole thing is like, if there's no difference, why are you doing unnecessary surgery? Isn't that more work for you? I love not doing a lot of work.
Sure, sure, sure.
So like,
yeah,
if I was to deliver a baby, I'd be like, all right, it's good.
It's fine.
Can you circumcise it? Well, I don't.
Why?
I could go home now.
Is there overtime for bris? I could. I don't know. I don't really get it, but I still am. I guess I should see the documentary, but I'm still like, I hate to say it. I still sort of can't believe it when I see one.
It's a little incredible. It's
fully
pretty
hooded.
Wild.
Yeah,
I've never been to a brisk. I wonder if I'll ever be invited to a brisk. I'd probably get too rowdy.
No K.
There's no K? I wonder if I'll get invited to a brisket ceremony. Do they serve brisket? It's a bris?
A bris, yeah.
It is incredible how little I know.
And you're from Jersey, right?
Yes.
You're around Jews.
Oh, so many. We got off for all the Jewish holidays. We went to school for so long.
Yeah, but you should know what a bris is.
It sounds like you're saying, oh, wait,
I just fucked up. Yeah. But a bris, there's no reason unless you had Jewish parent friends, you wouldn't be going to brises.
Oh, I guess. I went to a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs.
Yeah, but nobody, our friend H. Allen Scott, my favorite thing is that he converted to Judaism, but when he was a kid and would go to bar mitzvahs, the first one that he went to, someone had told him that at the bar mitzvah, the 13-year-old boy would be circumcised.
Oh, boy.
And so he was, like, super queasy and, like, really nervous and was just, like, really dramatic about going to this bar mitzvah.
I would have been so excited. I'm like, so we get to see his dick?
Oh, my God. Well, I think he was excited and scared. But, yeah, I mean, there are adult circumcisions that I don't know. It's
That's interesting to me, an adult circumcision. And in this documentary, there's a woman who got an adult female circumcision,
yeah,
and she was like, nothing changed for me, everything's great. And I was like, well, if nothing changed, why did you do it?
Yeah, why did she do it?
She never really explains why she did it. Her mom wanted her to do it. She flew back to Sierra Leone. They did it there. Now she's back here. Now she's like, for the choice of it. And it was just a very weird stance to take, I think, if nothing changed.
Removed her clitoris?
I don't know if she removed it fully.
Not fully, but it's
or
like...
Or if it's like you remove the hood
that
of
is
it.
Insane.
Yeah, and it seems invasive and like not okay.
Deeply invasive.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then in
psychologically,
the documentary, they said that boys that aren't circumcised, their doctor will push back the foreskin because they're like obsessed with like cleaning. It just seemed like a bunch of men obsessed with dicks. And
yes.
It was really weird.
It's a very weird, it's a very strange industry, you know, the idea of it and the people who are like thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the idea of like forced circumcision on women in like different countries or whatever. It's like, are you serious? Like you're that hyper focused on derailing a woman's pleasure that you're circumcised. Like that is outstanding and how crazy and
if someone
awful
stole
it
my
is.
Clit, I'd be so upset.
It's really upsetting.
I'd be so mad. I'd say, hey, give me my nubbin back.
Wait, have you been with uncircumcised men?
I have, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a surprise. The first few times are surprising, I find.
Yes, I was at a movie with a friend where they showed an uncircumcised dick. Mm. She leaned over and she said, what's wrong with that dick?
Yeah,
And I said, my friend, that's an uncircumcised dick. And she said, oh, I've never seen one before.
Yeah, it's
a
possibility.
Like, today is the first time you're seeing
one? Wait, she was an adult?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were kids.
Full ass adult. No, this was literally this year.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
She's never seen one, like looked one up or?
No, I guess she never had the desire, but you know me, I was always like, show me all of them.
Of course, yeah. But I remember the first time I met a guy that I dated, he was uncircumcised. Mm-hmm. I'd never been with a guy who was uncircumcised before, and he explained that like he doesn't need like lube or
like
lotion.
Yeah, you don't need lube because you got the skin casing.
I did not understand it.
It's
worked with it, but I did not understand it.
Yeah, they don't need lube. They don't need lotion to masturbate. You don't need nothing.
Very. I just was like, what? Like, I still like psychologically can't understand what that means.
It's like one of those toys growing up, that tube where you like the tube is in the tube and there's gel in the middle. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
wait, the one where you turn it over and it makes noise?
No. They used to sell at this store called Zanies in New Jersey. if anyone knows what I'm talking about, please tweet at me.
Tube with jelly in the middle, you said?
Yeah, it's like this tube with jellyish stuff and it sparkles.
Oh, I know exactly
like
what you're talking about.
And it's like a never-ending tube that you can just...
Oh, I loved those. Yes,
and I think whoever invented it is like, I missed my foreskin.
Yes. Oh, you mean like those, like, they're like wands, I think, right?
Yeah, it's like a wandy type of thing.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
I love those.
You.
Those are beautiful.
Those are very beautiful, and they remind me of an uncircumcised penis.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Ugh. Ooh, wait, we should take a break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
And we're back! back. Boop, boop, boop. What a break. I hope you like that ad. Buy whatever it is. If it's for a Quip, I love a Quip toothbrush.
Oh, we love Quip.
Do you have a Quip?
Not yet. But I mean, podcasts. We love Quip.
Podcasts do. They love their Quip. Quip. Do you do a Quip ad too?
We do a Quip ad. We've done a Quip.
Quip is going to take over the world via podcasting.
It really is.
So are you single right now?
I am indeed single, yeah.
Are you looking?
Always. I'm seeing a gentleman, but it's very early.
How early?
We've probably gone out maybe 6 times.
Okay.
And I'm always absolutely petrified of what's supposed to be normal, quote unquote, petrified by it, by the idea of like people being like, yeah, we started like we went exclusive after 3 months.
Uh-huh.
I still remember as a kid, as a teenager, there was a local tri-state or maybe like citywide channel called Metro TV.
Yes.
It was like maybe it was the Madison Square Garden Network or something.
And it was very weird. You'd stumble upon it and sometimes you'd leave it on.
It was so weird. Mm-hmm. And they had like what felt like interstitials instead of actual TV shows.
Yes.
But they had a show called Third Date, and it just followed these couples around on their third date in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember so distinctly someone on the show in explaining the premise was like, you know, by the third date, you usually know, and that's when you usually sleep with somebody. And I was like, okay. And it just like registered in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, I'd never even dated women, but I was just like, okay, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And all these just like rules and It's such a scary abyss of like
so
disinformation and confusion.
I had a dude tell me, he was like, yeah, I give people 3 dates and then I make my decision.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's exactly what happened. And we didn't go out after 3 dates. He just decided that I was not for him. I guess after, I don't, 3 dates to me is too little.
I think so too. I mean, I remember a therapist saying it takes at least 6 months to get to begin to know somebody.
Ah,
it really takes a year. And I'm just repeating what I've heard, but I think it's right.
Yeah, I do feel after 2-3 months, though, that like you can make a choice.
Yeah.
Like I want to be exclusive with you,
right,
or I do like you, but honestly, I'm looking for something better.
Wait, did you say 3 months or 3 dates?
3 months.
Yeah, months. I think so, too. Yeah.
Unless you're, like, hanging out with the person 24/7.
Of course.
In the beginning.
Yeah, but that's also
not bad.
That's also inaccurate because you're creating a scenario that's pretty, I think, unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're crazy.
Yes.
And you're so, you know, erratic and manic that you, like, you know, move in together very quickly and then like become codependent, which I also find just as a person, I'm just like, I'm not into codependency.
Ah, I did it, but I wasn't codependent.
Yeah.
Just on one person. I have a very good friend that I can spend all day, every day with.
Yeah.
We just were in St. Louis. It's Sashir.
I was going to say Sashir or John, yeah.
It's not her. But we were in St. Louis for 2 days, and then we were in Vegas for 2 days. We slept in the same bed and spent almost every moment
together.
Yeah, that's
totally normal to me. That's like,
is
you guys,
it?
Yeah, you guys are like best friends. You get each other. You have a history. You love each other unconditionally. So, of course, you can spend as much time as you want with Sashir. You guys are like best buddies.
And I guess I don't want anything from her.
Of course.
Like, I just, and I guess with a man, it's like, or whoever I'm dating, a woman, whatever, I want something from you.
Yes.
So then spending so much time is like, what? I guess I when I date somebody, I'm like, I put in so much effort.
Yes.
Where is my result?
You're waiting. You're it's supposed to be reciprocal.
Yes. When will you tell me that I am enough and you love
me? But that's why dating sucks.
It sucks so much.
Because it's that game.
Because you can't just ask people.
No.
If you ask someone, they get scared. And that annoys me so much.
Oh, but it's also, on the other hand, so hard to ask sometimes.
Yes.
I was in a relationship for a year with a wonderful man, and we could not get to a point where we could like actually say certain things or ask for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it was the end of it.
I was dating a dude where I would just blurt out things I wanted.
Yeah.
Like I would bottle it up so much. Like he wasn't very good at texting me back. And I was like, this means he doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Because you text somebody back. If you see someone's name that you like, you'll text them back.
Yeah, I understand.
And we were talking and I was like, you're bad at texting. And he was like, I know. I leave my phone around. I was like, I know, I've seen it. But you you have to text me back. You just have to. And he was like, I will. I was like, if you see my name, please just try harder. He was like, I will. And I was like, I'm very chill.
Yeah, I'm very chill about this.
Then he made fun of me. He was like, you're very chill. And I was like, did I say it like that? He's like, no, but the implication was there.
Yeah.
But then he got better at it and texted me every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is, yes.
Well, you know what you're asking for there? From where I stand, it's like, you're asking to be considered.
Yes.
And I had a therapist say that once too, that was like, all everybody wants, and this is not just like in relationships, but it's like in general, people just want to be considered. And it's not, and it didn't happen with Instagram. It didn't happen with like Twitter and Facebook. It's just nice when somebody thinks of you, you know? And so like you want, it's not just you want him to text you back.
Mm-hmm.
You want him to think about you wanting to be text back.
Yes.
It's not just like, oh, I should. It's like, oh, Nicole would like this.
Yes.
You know, and that's.
And then if you see something in the world and you think of me, text me a dang picture of it.
That's it. It's just consideration.
Yes.
And that's like when you get that from somebody, it's so, I don't know. It's just heartwarming.
It makes my. You know, when you get a text from somebody that you really like and then you like get butterflies and then you get butterflies when you see them.
Yes.
I love that feeling.
It is great.
And it happens so rarely.
It's a rare occasion.
Go on a lot of dates with Dredd.
Who? With Dredd? Oh, I'm like, who's Dredd? Judge Dredd?
I'm always going out with Judge Dredd, baby. Yeah.
Dates are so hard. I've had moments where I'm like, okay, I have all these Tinder matches. I don't mean that in a braggy way. I mean, like, I save them and I don't do anything about them.
Oh.
And then I'm like, okay, I feel lonely. I'm going to go through and, like, schedule dates with the guys who are responsive.
Mm-hmm.
And I will line up all these dates. And I swear to you, they are – and I'm a comedian. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can, like, have a conversation. I'm genuinely interested in people and stuff. And I'm exhausted. Not just so much because of me having to like put on a show, but because that dread is there of being like, okay, like this is square one and it's just drinks.
Yeah.
This is square one. I'm already exhausted.
I get tuckered out.
You get tuckered out. Unless, of course, it's an amazing date and you're like, you know, you're like meeting each other.
Then you're so excited to go out again.
But then you're excited to go out again.
But
and then what
that
if?
Tuckers me out.
Exactly.
Like the excitement of like, it went so well the first time. I want to like look as good as I did the first time. And I hope I'm as fun the second time around.
Yes. And that's exhausting.
The whole thing is exhausting. I was dating from like October to December. I was dating like 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never done that before. And I was also touring and I was working.
Oh, yeah.
And it was... wild in a way that I didn't understand that like I was constantly just so tired.
Well, I have a question for you. Does it make the following sentence make sense to you? Does it sound normal to you? I don't have time for a relationship.
Yeah.
Does that, because when I hear that, I'm always like, you don't, I also feel like, and wait, you should answer that, but I'll say
actually,
that.
Actually, I take that back. No, that does not make sense.
Yeah.
I literally was working 5 days a week during the week, and then the week. So I was working 7 days a week,
yes,
more or less.
Yes.
Sometimes with like a day or two off, and I still made time to see people.
Yes.
Maybe I forgot a date or two there, but like I remembered and
because
I texted
you wanna
people
see them,
and
right?
I wanted to see them.
Yes.
So if I can do it, like, not, I don't work. I work a lot. I know there's people who work more. There's doctors who are on call who are like crazy hours. But if I could do that with my schedule, nobody is too busy to date.
Well, that's what I'm. That's my thing. Where I guess when I hear somebody say that, I'm like, wait a minute. I feel like that's like a privileged statement that you get to make because, again, not to be like, not to, nobody needs to play a violin or whatever. But like, I feel like the world. I've said this before. To somebody said it to me last night and was like, oh, right, you said this. But I say the world is a bar for straight people. The world, the entire world, anywhere you go, there's potential for like relationships or love or anything, sex, whatever it might be. When you're gay or you're bi or you're trans or you're, you know, identify as something that's not quote unquote like the norm, you have to like look harder.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
If you have a brain, you have to look even harder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's so when I hear people say like, I'm just not in that space right now. I'm like, can I be in that space?
Yeah, like, I would love to be in a space where I'm like, I don't need a companion.
Exactly.
I don't need sex.
But like you
I
want
need,
it.
I want it.
And we shouldn't be ashamed of wanting it. It's just crazy that like I'm so like flummoxed when I hear somebody have the privilege to say that this sort of like flippant. I mean, mm-hmm. I know it's not flippant, but the idea of just being able to like toss it aside and be like, I'll enjoy love and sex and relation, you know, like mm-hmm. I'll enjoy this like bizarre chemical react, you know, like scientific biological feeling when the time is
right. When the time is right, when I'm ready.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's wild. I don't get it. Also, okay, here's a wild thing. So on New Year's Eve, Sashir and I took a helicopter tour of the fireworks in Las Vegas because we love opulence.
Yes.
And we're on this helicopter. It's great.
How do you not know where you're going to be flying? Isn't it scary to know? Like, are you flying near fireworks?
No, we didn't get super close, which I was really bummed about. Oh, but then thinking about it, I was like, oh, we probably would die.
Yeah, I don't want you to die.
But I mean, hey, if I die in a helicopter crash, good on me.
Okay, fair.
Also, I wrote a will and it's bonkers.
okay, perfect.
Here's one of the things in my will. I asked for like an open casket and for googly eyes to be placed over my eyes.
Oh my God.
And I think I was like, let's just keep my body funny.
Oh, my God. Well, I love that. I mean, that is special.
Thank you. I think my funeral is going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, I love it.
There's a lot of rules.
Open casket, googly eyes only.
And then I was like, ooh, I should have my sister hit the casket so the googly eyes move. That wasn't my idea. A friend of mine.
Oh, my God.
He was like, you should do that. And I was like, no, oh, you're very funny. So while we're in this helicopter, it's like a minute to midnight. And the guy in the back, there's five of us in it, and he was like, hey, can we turn down the music for a second? And the pilot turns down the music, and he goes, hey, I don't want to go into this new year without you knowing my true feelings. And I, like, grabbed Sashir's leg, and I was like, this man is going to propose.
Oh, my God.
Out of the eight helicopters in the sky, why am I in this one?
Yes.
Why? Why am I constantly surrounded by people who are happy and in love, and I hate it? Because I can't fucking find it.
Oh my God.
So then also she's from Brazil. They did not seem like they knew each
this
other.
Is a 90-day fiancé sitch.
Yes,
oh
it
my
felt
God.
Like a 90-day fiancé thing. And I was like, I wish there was cameras. I wish this was 90-day
oh
fiancé.
Oh, my God.
So then he proposed to her and used a little bit of Portuguese. And he's like, did I say that right? And I was like, you're proposing to this woman who speaks Portuguese and you don't know how to say a couple of things in Portuguese?
Wow.
This is so...
Wow.
And she barely speaks English. This is nuts.
Whoa.
And then she screamed and said yes. And I was like, I hate this. How do I tuck and roll out of here?
Literally.
Let me just fucking fall into a firework and die
that way.
That is
very annoying. That is very annoying. Don't hijack my night with your joy.
Truly. And then like how original. You got engaged on New Year's Eve.
Man.
Cool.
Wait, that is... It is weird if they don't really... If they don't know each other you can just tell.
I feel like they barely knew each other.
Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
Of course I do. I do a recap podcast with Marcy Jarrell.
You do? Oh my God.
Because I fucking love it. Who's your favorite? Are you watching this current season?
I've just started getting into it and I'm watching different parts, but I'm up. I'm with the current season and I'm perpetually so creeped out by Colt.
Oh, Colt
and his mommy.
Colty, Debbie, and Arissa.
Did you see, I don't know if you saw the last episode.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, it's not a spoiler. I'm just saying he and his mommy, I just keep calling her mommy because they're so like Norman Batesy. But they're sitting at their kitchen table talking about something very serious. And behind Colt the whole time, I guess its decoration is like a really ugly slots machine.
Yes, that Colty's dad gifted his mommy.
Oh, no, is that what that
yes,
is?
Yes, because Larissa was like, can we get rid of this? And then Colt was like, it was a gift from my dad to Debbie, my mother.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
Colt
God.
Colt is terrifying. They're all so scary, and I watch it, and I'm like, there's two things going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
One is that without knowing it, it's like anti-immigrant propaganda.
Truly, it is.
Like, without a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt.
It is.
But the other thing is that it also shows the incredible privilege of straight dating, heterosexual dating, because it's just like, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, I'll fuck fucking import somebody I if will I import want
you. And I'm like, at the very least, like, give me a gay couple that's just trashy like that. I need some.
I would love to see a gay couple. Give me couple some diversity there.
I want to see some crazy gay people.
Well, they serve you diversity on Before the 90 Days because this fat white woman goes to Nigeria.
Georgia. I watched that one last night.
And he loves Trump. And I was like, I mean, he says,
I'm going to go see Trump. And it's like,
and you're like, oh, no.
It's so scary.
I don't think Trump wants to see you. It's so,
I watched just that one episode last night because I was like, I'm not going to go through the whole season. And that woman, Darcy from Connecticut.
Oh, I love Darcy.
She is out of her mind.
Oh, my God. I love Darcy. And then what is his name? Darcy and Jesse.
Jesse.
Darcy, you ruin everything. If you don't watch 90 Day Fiancé.
She's like cutting the steak with her like jersey
nails. You have to cut it on a bias, Jesse. You have to cut it on a bias. It keeps it juicy. My children want a juicy steak.
I'm like, what? She has children and one of them is named Aspen?
Also, she has a single out with her sister that is very bad.
Really?
Yes, Darcy, no. I'm sorry. I love you, but you're not a singer.
Can I also say, I only watched one episode, but... The guy from, I guess it's the UK.
Who can't get in because he can't stop fighting. Yes. And they met on a karaoke app. Get real. Grow up. Wait, what is that?
I didn't understand what she meant. I literally was like, what is a karaoke app? And secondly, am I allowed to think that he's so hot?
He's hot, but like I worry about his brain. I think he's been so, knocked around just so a dumb. Little too much.
So dumb. And like built like an ape.
Maybe I'll get me a dumb man who he's just like so wants dumb, to
but he likes hang the baby. On
every word.
He likes the little Lucy.
He loves Lucy.
And I love that.
And I love that she always has bags. Like she just has bags, suitcases, and this baby.
She's always holding the baby. Like always. The baby's never not in her arms.
Honestly, the show is like a sketch show. Everyone's playing every week. Insane game. The family are the straight men being like, this is, let's call that the wild thing.
Also, the idea that they're like, without saying, they don't have to say it. The editors say it by saying, the question of the show is always, is this person in it for a green card?
Yes.
But they can't come right out and say it. They let a couple of ancillary characters maybe say it in a hot-headed scene. But really, it's like the editors are like taunting us by being like,
editors should be paid an astronomical amount of money because they truly serve it to you. It is a dream. Honestly, the show is such a treat.
And it is such anti-immigrant propaganda for anybody who's a Trumper.
Yes, because then they're just like, oh, so
everyone, they're here for us. Yep.
We need that wall. Yep. And we need tighter immigration because they're just coming over to what?
Yes, to do what? To do what?
The world is so crazy. Wait, are you on apps right now?
Yeah.
What apps are you on?
Well, I do Tinder.
Okay.
Which I still am disheartened by Tinder because, do you know Lane Moore?
I don't know her personally.
She has that live show. She has a show called Tinder Live. And we did it live where she basically swipes through Tinder Live in front of the audience. And I was like, oh my God, like we're giving such like timely, thoughtful, you know, questions. We're really being thoughtful about making a choice of swiping left or right. Whereas I feel like Tinder is like a dumpster of I feel like I get pictures that are like from 20 years ago. They're out of focus. They're really weird people. That don't look human.
Take terrible pictures.
Yeah, I guess they do.
And I've stopped judging pictures so much. I basically go out with anybody.
Yeah, at this point you'll just swipe
out with anybody because if we match, maybe something good will happen.
Well, I have that attitude too, but I'm still so freaked out by the fact that the pictures look either like they were a mistake, like they don't look like if a person doesn't know anything about filters or angles with iPhones, I'm like I just don't understand what's going on the other end.
Well, for a gay man, I mean, this is being stereotypical, but I feel like gay men would be better at taking pictures because I feel gay men have image issues, but they want to look good.
Yeah.
A lot of gay men I know work out because they want to look good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, y'all should be good at the pictures. Straight men, on the other hand, are so privileged, I think, that they're like, well, women just want someone who's not going to murder them.
Yep.
So as long as I don't murder, exactly. whatever picture I want.
It's crazy. But also I'll say that once Tinder started, I'm still repulsed by the one thing that we don't even notice when we're on Tinder, which is that when you swipe right, I think it says like yeah, like there's a check mark or something. I forget.
I think it says it's a match when you match.
Oh, when you match. When you swipe left on somebody, there's a stamp.
Yeah.
And it says nope. And when I first had Tinder, I was like, that is so mean. And to be thought of as somebody who gets the nope broke my heart.
Oh no.
Nope. Like, how dare we think of, like, that to me is the equivalent of when people say, like, I'd hit it, or when men mm-hmm. talk about women that way, and it drives me crazy, because it's like, no one is asking you whether or not you would hit it. You are not in charge. You are not in charge.
I mean, you're in charge of your own swipe and destiny.
I guess you are.
Now I'm very sad to think about how many no stamps have been
on my face. Fuck you. Nope.
I was doing a show in St. Louis, and I was talking, I was like, is anyone here on Tinder? And for whatever reason, people really love heckling me during shows.
Oh.
And Sashir was doing some time on my shows, and I was like, does this happen to you? She was like, no. No, the way these people talk to you is insane.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, yes. PSA, please don't talk to me.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Unless I ask you a pointed question, yeah. Please stop yelling nailed it at me. I love my show. I love it. I know I'm on it.
Yeah.
You don't have to yell. Also, it's triggering. Whenever people are just like, nailed it, like in the world, I'm like, ah. Because I hear it so much.
Oh, it's probably it's crazy.
I love it, but oh boy. So anyway, yeah. I was talking about Tinder, and this guy in the front row, or this woman in the front row, she was like, I saw you on Tinder, or maybe it wasn't you. And I was like, it was. I'm here in the city.
Oh my
it
God.
It was me.
I'm here.
And she was like, well, I'm going to, and I was like, shh, no. We don't have to talk about
this. We don't have to do this.
I thought about getting a matchmaker.
Oh.
And my friend is doing this matchmaker, and it's like $5,000.
What?
And I was like, I can't spend $5,000.
No, no, no.
On someone maybe finding me.
Oh, no, 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 no. You don't need that.
It's so much money.
You do not need that. That is nuts. You do not need that. I'm telling you. Just hear me. You do not need a matchmaker.
Keep swiping.
Well, it's like an endless. It can become a crippling maw. Uh-huh. You know, like this, like echo chamber of just. It's not even like rejection. It's just. It is. It's a feel. It can feel very sad because mm-hmm. you're treating humans like stock or like yeah. you know like a checklist, and yep. it's awful. And my mom was saying to me, over the holidays, she was like, what? She's like, do you? What did she say? She was like, with these apps, she's like, everything is based on what somebody looks like. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, do you only want to date people you think look good? And I was like, well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to date somebody who I'm not attracted. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, but it's so looks-based. I'm like, well, do you think dad is attractive? And she's like, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, this is just a more, you know, hyper-focused millennial
modern,
version of it.
Yeah, version of, is this person attractive or not?
But I still remember, do you remember that website in early internet, Hot or Not?
Yeah.
That was late high school for me, and I was petrified when my friend put my picture on it.
Oh,
but
no?
I got an 8, which was great.
There you go.
I'll take an 8, you know?
Nobody ever put my picture on it. Thank God. Over the holidays, I went through all of my school pictures.
Oh, wow.
And I was not cute. Not cute for... Oh, also, I never smiled in pictures.
Oh, no.
And my elementary school pictures were black and white and not lit for black people
because
I went to school with all white kids.
Of course.
So it was just this little black blob where you could see my eyes.
Oh, no.
And I just looked angry. No smile.
Oh, no.
And I looked like I was trying to, like... I look like 11. You know,
oh,
when like
God.
11?
Yes. Yes. Super.
It's like the blood
the
is coming
is
down
blood,
from her
yes.
nose. That's what I look like in every single school picture from elementary school.
Oh, my God.
I hated school.
Of course.
Hated it so much. I had ADD. Nobody understood why. Because it manifested in me in a way like a little boy. Like I was hyperactive. I talked too much. But then also I was like aloof.
Yeah.
So like I would be just daydreaming about shit. My teacher would be like, Nicole. And I'd be like, That's my name, and I'm not sure what we've been talking about.
Oh, no. Weird little kid.
Yeah. It was just so hard.
I was a very strange kid, and, like, mm-hmm. I think it's, like, kind of queer, but not, like, in a sexual way, but I was, like, I was like, I'm the president of kids. Like I was just like, I'm a kid professionally, and I like wrote. I would like write articles for like the local newspaper.
Oh
and
my
like,
God!
I was such a twerp. I was such a little twerp, and I was afraid of everything. But I was like, I'm the kid pres. I'm the president of all the kids, and I'm here to speak on behalf of kids.
I
was like such a weirdo.
Love that.
Such a weirdo.
I was true. I was like, leave me the fuck alone, and let me just twirl around. I got this Tinder message from this guy who keeps messaging me.
Okay.
So on the March 29th, he said, "Hey Nicole, I like two pineapple hat." So in one of my pictures, I am holding a cocktail in a gold pineapple cup with like a little like it had a little topper, and I was like wearing it as a hat because I'm cute. And I was like, "Great, I'm not responding to that." So then he said on May 11th, "So what's up, Nicole? We gonna get that D and the V this weekend?" And by D and V, I mean dinner and vanilla dessert, which was, I had a bunch of acronyms on my profile, so I think he was trying to be cute.
Okay.
And I didn't respond because his first picture looked good, and that's why we matched. But then I went through his pictures and was like, oh, what a misleading picture. I think you look more like your insane pictures.
Yes.
So then July 30th, he said, "Hello, Nicole. Why do you never holler back? You're killing my ego. LOL, cry face." And then December 23rd at 9 a.m., he said, "So I might just be the greatest stick you never had, but you'll never know until you try." And I want to be like, what indication, what context clue have you gotten from my non-responses
right?
that I'm dying
right.
for you to continue to message me?
Well, I think at a certain point, it's just like male ego is that fragile.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, oh, nope, I deserve it. I'm going to get this. And it's like,
I guess so.
But you're never going to respond. It's only going to make you respond less.
Never, ever going to respond to
There's
you.
There's no interest there.
No. Also, you haven't said anything that's like a conversation open. Like,
yes.
You haven't been a normal person.
But wait, but on the other hand, why won't you just like unmatch him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess content to read on my podcast. I guess I date in two lanes where I'm like, this person's insane. I'll keep this conversation open so I
For
can
fun.
Read it. To America.
Yes, read it to the pod.
And then there's another lane where I'm like, I won't read any of this.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
enjoy
scary.
This.
It's such a scary. It's so scary. I started dating this guy recently who at first we went on a date.
Mm-hmm.
It was based off of Tinder. And I could not, how do I put this? He made my head hurt.
Oh, no.
He was like so smart, but mm-hmm. so eccentric. And so the way he speaks and communicates is like a little off.
Oh.
And I was like, this is too complicated. I said, like, you're really special, but you make my head hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's okay. Like, he understands that that's how the people like, you know, kind of experience him. So I was very much like freaked, a little intimidated, not freaked out, intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And then on our second date, I was overthinking it, and then it was like, wait, just have fun with him because he's actually funny and truly weird,
uh-huh.
true weirdo. And then it started to get good, and then we had a very, very awkward like day trip that was very tense and really was very, very awkward and tense. And then we had started talking about politics.
Oh, no.
And it was not a happy ending.
I feel like you gotta save politics for... Maybe you don't save it. I don't know.
This was day three or four.
Polarizing.
Yeah, it was like I got lectured for not equating Hillary to Trump.
Okay.
I was like, no, they are not the same. And
I don't think they're the same.
I said, they are not the same. And he called me classist.
Oh.
And said that he did admit to voting for Jill Stein. So.
Oh, come on. Voting for Jill Stein's literally voting for Santa Claus.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a sweet guy, but that was a very, like, it wasn't just, that was like the
mm-hmm.
tail in the, what is it? Nail in the?
The nail in the coffin.
Yeah, the nail in the coffin.
Isn't it interesting that Trump has been president for 2 years? Don't you feel like it's been 47 years?
Oh, it's astounding.
We have two more years.
It's astounding. We're only halfway there. But I still have moments where out of nowhere, I'll have like a flashback to literally to like the most mundane experience mm-hmm. in like 2015 or 14 mm-hmm. or whatever. And I'm like, whoa, like who, in that moment, there was never a chance in my head that this is where we would be.
I mean, when he won that Republican nomination, I was like, this is it. He's going to be our president.
All my friends of color were like, this is it. Like, this is it. And yeah, I was like, no, it's not. Like, people are not. And then it happened. And mm-hmm. my friends of color were like, yeah.
I like.
We've seen it.
Right before the election was posting so much, I'm like, you don't get it. He's their Obama.
Yes.
He's the.
Yep.
He's the Obama to people who are like, he's change. And yep. he keeps saying, like, what was Obama's look? It was a change.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, and change or whatever. Change. And it was like, make America great again. Yeah, it's a great slogan. Yep. And then Hillary didn't even have a slogan. And then yeah. Homegirl did not even campaign. She literally campaigned on like, this is my time.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Like, that's not how you do it.
Yeah, you can't just do it that way. But also, I was like, I guess in my head, I was like, it's like that dress. Remember that? Like that dress where it was like, is it black and blue or mm-hmm. white and gold or whatever?
That was really weird. It was white and gold.
I only saw black and blue. I couldn't even see a glimmer of white and gold if I stared at it hard enough.
A glimmer of black and blue. That's so crazy.
It's so crazy. But that to me is Trump, where it's like, I look at him and I uh-huh. see blue and gold, or I see like, you know, orange and mm-hmm. deeper orange. And everyone else sees, you know, these people who see. They look at him and hear him. And they see this like superhero, a man of the people, and it's like he's disgusting,
he's terrible. Also, where's Barron?
Where the fuck is Barron?
We haven't seen Barron in a year.
I don't think. And I know everyone's like, leave the kid alone. I'm like,
no.
What's going on?
But where is he?
Where the fuck is that?
Did
kid?
They lose him in the White House? I know it's pretty big. Where the fuck is Barron?
He did his own like escape from Dannemora through the White House. He built a tunnel and left.
Oh,
poor
my
kid.
God. Ooh, I'm going to read to you another. So I got a Hinge message. Also, my therapist, I had a real rough December with dating, and I can't get into it.
What is Hinge again?
Hinge is...
You respond...
I think, allegedly, it was like people you have in common on Facebook.
Right.
But I don't have a real Facebook page. I just have like a Nicole Byer comedian page.
Do you use Hinge regularly?
I do, because it seems like people are a little bit more civilized on it.
Okay. Are you on Raya?
I am on Raya, and
okay. I use Raya too.
Raya did not work. How long did it take for you to get on Raya?
You mean like since it's like
when you applied?
I got one of those friend referrals, so it was pretty quick.
I also got a friend referral, and it took 2 years.
2 years? Really?
Uh huh. So David, he wrote to me and was like, so. On Hinge, it's like pictures, and then you answer little questions. So it's like you don't have to write an about me section, which I like.
Yes,
because I feel like an about me section is so convoluted in a way that's like, how do you want me to do? I like to do fun shit, and I don't know how to tell you that
exactly.
in any other way. So it was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, a bus driver and mechanic, because I love cars. And then he said, I'm glad you became a writer. You're very funny. I caught you on MTV a couple times, well before I turned 40. So then I matched with him. And then he wrote, hi, Nicole, appreciate your talent for writing. It's funny. I said, oh, thank you so much. And then I haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
And I was like, so you matched? Why?
Can I tell you?
Why?
In the heyday of OkCupid,
mm-hmm.
I, even before ghosting was a term, I swore that there was some version, something going on in the algorithm
mm-hmm.
where they did this, what you're getting on Hinge, where they purposely... And I know it's like a conspiracy theory, but my hunch was that they went in and there was some algorithm at play that there was a level of you were talking,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody disappears for no apparent reason. And I truly I hypothesized that this was like an OkCupid way of continuing to feed the beast, where you were like, well, where the fuck is he? And then you're just like, no, I'm going to keep going.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to keep looking for other matches. Now, look, I know I'm probably wrong, but like this, when you have this behavior, it's so crippling
mm-hmm.
when you're like, where the fuck did you go? Where the fuck are you?
Yeah, where?
That you have to, then like,
yes.
You have to like
and
try
I've
to
had
mend that.
People go away and then like a year later be like, hey, so sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, where'd you go?
What?
Where did you
can't
go?
Say, where did you go? Because then you seem insane because you're like, were you pining for me for a year? And it's like, no, I'm just very curious as to where the fuck you went.
That's all I want to know is just where you went.
Here's a question. So you are an actor, a comic. Yep. you've got a fabulous show that I wish I could do, but I cannot sing.
Thank you.
Ugh, I want to do haunting renditions so bad, but I cannot sing. And you've appeared on Broad City, which is a wildly popular show.
Yes.
Has dating changed since your career has elevated?
Yeah, it's definitely, and I'm sure you experience this too, where it's like, it gets weird. Because when somebody's like, I mean, I'm like a, you know, I'm like the a J-list celebrity, you know, but like a basic cable, like whatever, you know, recurring character celebrity. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, like, because Broad City is so, has such a cult following and appeals to such a distinct, you know, audience, it does get weird sometimes if somebody's trying to like, not get dirt, but like really ingratiate themselves in a way where I'm like, yeah, please don't ask that. Or, you know, like, no, like.
What's the wildest thing you've been asked on a date in reference to your career?
Can we hang out with your sister?
Ah!
I'm like, cool.
Ah!
I'm like,
that's
no.
Nuts!
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. it's so minimizing and patronizing,
yes.
But it's also crazy.
It's just the gall.
The gall.
Okay, so I got to Elliot. I'm going to get to Alana this way.
It's so weird.
And I'm just going to ask. That's crazy. Because then it's like, for what?
For what?
What do you think is going to happen?
And to me, the reason it's crazy is because it's at that moment, I'm like, so you're somebody who like watches TV, believes that TV is real.
That she is that exact person.
So much so that you're going to use me to get to the TV character. Like, you care that much? Like, follow her on Instagram if you like. It's weird.
Oof.
It's super weird.
That is very wild.
Very wild. And very depressing.
At least, does it happen in the beginning or have you like dated someone for a while?
Oh, no, beginning.
Good.
Beginning.
Good.
No, I don't know what I would do if I was like dating somebody and they were like,
that would be so sad that like put in all the work.
Well, here's, you know, the flip side of that is, that like I was in a very serious relationship for a long time in New York when I still lived there. And after we broke up, you know, it was that whole thing where it's like, oh, who gets to keep the friends and, you know, whatever. You're trying to like maintain relationships with your friends of his and his friends of yours. And it's messy. You know, it's always like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so I had like my friendship with two of his best friends ended pretty poorly because there was just miscommunication and, you know, the way it is. So a year passes at least, and I get a phone call from Italy. I'm like, what? Like in the middle of the night, like a phone call from like a European zip code or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just ignored. It makes no sense. And then I get an email the next day from this couple that I was friends with, who I lost touch with because things got weird. And they were like, you know, they were just like really sweet. And like, we live in Italy now. And they were really like, you know, wanted to like mend fences or whatever, and just like kind of get back on this, at least be, you know, pleasant and you know, cordial with talking to each other and hearing how each other were doing. I was like, great, I can do that. Like, and they live in Italy. It's not like I'm, you know, whatever. So
yeah, you'll never see them.
I am never going to see you again. So I'm like, that's nice. Like, that's like kind of sweet and uplifting. And so we just kind of sent a couple emails back and forth to just chat, you know, just catch up with each other. And then maybe a month later, if not even that long, I got an email from half of the couple, one of the guys, and he was like, hey, so my brother's girlfriend is starting a like shoe line or something. Is there any way that you could see if she could get like a brand deal on Broad City? And I was like, are you fuck? Like, it's not even this guy. It's his brother's girlfriend. And I'd never met I'd never met his brother, no less. I'm like,
that
what?
Is so bonkers to me.
After all the shit we went through, this is what you think is like the cool thing to do?
It was the
weirdest, grimiest, creepiest.
That is so fucking gross. I'm very glad I've never experienced that.
Oh, it's so gross. It's
right
so
now,
gross.
Now I just have people asking me to make videos for their children or for their friends' children, or like children in their classroom.
Okay.
And the answer is, yes, I'll do it for $10 million.
Yeah, of course. Give me $10
million.
You're
asking to work for free.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now I'm not making a fucking video for your kid. Also, I have no idea what to ever say. I'm like, stay in school. I hope you stay a fan.
That's
I don't know. That's
so our generation. Stay in school. Don't do drugs. It's like, yeah. Or don't stay in school.
Don't
and also
stay in school.
Do
drop
drugs.
Out. I didn't get a degree.
Who cares?
And I love drugs. Elliot. Would you date me?
I would date you. So hard.
What a dream. Sometimes I truly feel like I would be like booed up and married if I was just a man.
Yeah.
I think I would thrive as a gay man.
Men, that's the thing. It's like, it's easy to say that, but if you have, I don't know. It's so hard to be gay, I think. It's so mm-hmm. hard, but gay guys make it look easy. And I don't think, and I think that actually kind of sucks because it's not real. Like it's really hard to be gay. And I think there's this idea that like, I don't know, I think of like the Modern Family guys where they're like, everything's fine. And you know, uh-huh. it's like, yeah, but there's intricacies and like as with two women or any, you know, non-hetero mm-hmm. couple, it's like, you're trying to like put the pieces together, but there's no real rubric for exactly how to do it. Mm. And so it's complicated because it has to be subjective. You have to figure it out yourself more than the straight man and woman who can like look at the fucking Bachelor or any fairy tale and be
anything.
Like, here's how it goes.
Wait, why don't they do like a same-sex Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Well, they
like,
did with guys.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that was called like Finding Prince Charming, I think.
Yeah,
I never watched it.
Have it be part of the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely
like,
right.
They've only had one black Bachelor. Ed,
yeah. The Bachelor, I don't watch it, but it looks so, it seems so fucked. I don't understand what
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of women trying to fuck one mediocre dude.
For no reason,
for
though,
no
right?
For no reason.
For
yeah,
like literally
like,
no fame.
This is my last chance of love. And I was like, bitch, just go out in the world.
Just walk outside.
What are you doing? I think the only trouble I'd have as a gay man is I would look exactly like Kenan Thompson.
Kenan's adorable. I think Kenan's really cute.
I think we look a lot of like, and earlier in my career, people would send me pictures of us together, like just like Photoshop together and be like, never seen you in the same place.
Ew, don't do that to me.
Oh, people.
Can I tell
love
you how
it.
This year, finally, people have started saying, you know who you look like? And I grit my teeth, mm-hmm. I brace for it. I'm waiting for like something horrible. And they tell me Johnny Galecki from Big Bang. And
what?
I'm like, I'm like, thank you so much. He is normal and like they're not telling
you look anything alike.
It's fine. I'm like, I will take because I don't want to hear something like scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear something scary.
I did a show at Largo and was walking out after, and this man goes, Retta, Retta, Retta. And I turned around, Retta was not there, and I was like, this man thinks I'm Retta.
Oh my God.
I was like, Retta's taller than me. A little older than me.
Yeah.
And also, our faces are completely different.
Completely different.
I get Retta, Gabrielle Sidibe, Amber Riley, Jill Scott, any famous black woman who's a slightly overweight.
Like, Whoopi Goldberg, Ruby Dee.
Yes, Ruby Dee.
Dionne Warwick.
Eartha Kitt, Hattie McDaniel. they're like, you were in Gone with the Wind, right? You're the Mammy.
Oh
you won
my
an Oscar.
God,
and I'm like,
insane.
I did. And I'm back from the fucking dead.
That is insane.
Elliot, we've come to the end. Do you have anything you want to promote?
My podcast. A podcast I do with that you've been kindly.
Yes.
It's called You're Making It Worse, and it's with H. Allen Scott and Brent Sullivan, and we talk about gay mindlessness and mm-hmm. how we can try to help.
And you also did a web series of the same name.
That was actually called Haunting Renditions, the web series. Wait a minute, I'm confusing my own brands.
Uh-huh, you no. really are.
You're Making It Worse is a podcast.
But
Haunting
also, didn't you do videos?
No, we did a web series called It Gets Better-ish.
Oh.
You were in that as well.
Okay.
But that was years ago.
I'm in all your content.
You really are.
When is your next Haunting Renditions?
It is February 9th at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles.
It's a great show.
Thanks.
Elliot has a beautiful voice.
Thanks.
And you find comedians with great voices.
I try.
And you rearrange songs.
Yeah, we rearrange bad songs into good songs.
Truly a joy.
You just got an Instagram comment from... You know Larry Owens?
No.
He's a brilliantly funny New York comic
mm-hmm.
and has an amazing voice. I'm like in love with him. We did a haunting rendition of Why Did You Do That from Star Is Born.
Yes.
And you know how, I don't know if you know this or like, who cares? But like, there was a whole back and forth, a debate, like, about whether the song is supposed to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Diane Warren, who wrote it, mm-hmm. you know, she's written like all those huge songs, has like come out and been like, no, it's supposed to be a good pop song.
Perfect pop song.
And we posted it. And like, Haunting Renditions doesn't have like a huge Instagram following mm-hmm. on its own handle per se. She found it and commented on it and was like, what's so wrong with trying to make a good pop song, by the way, and then wrote like something like, but by the way, you sound great. And I was like, oh my God, Diane Warren.
I love that she found it. Let's just settle it. It is a great pop song.
I think it's a great
song.
And
I think the lyrics are on the nose for what her point is in her career.
Exactly.
But it's a great pop
song. The lyrics are clunky, but the music is great.
Yes.
And it should be clunky, like you said. Yes.
I think it's like she's performing on SNL. Yes. Like, he starts drinking again. I fucking loved A Star Is Born.
I really liked it a lot.
Lady Gaga's forehead did not move one time, and that should get an award.
Exactly.
That doctor fucking Botox the fuck out of her.
And Sam Elliott's mustache also, like,
oh my God.
That deserves its own Oscar.
And then Bradley doing some Sam Elliott cosplay.
Oh my God.
And then when Sam Elliott goes, you stole my voice, I laughed so hard too.
I laughed. That was the funniest scene in the movie.
It was so funny.
Why was that so funny?
I don't know. Because it was like, who is he, Ursula?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the point right before the climax of the movie where he stares into the camera, I was like, I love that Bradley Cooper directed himself to stare into the lens of a camera.
Also, I love his dog. That's his
that
real dog.
Oh, that dog was so cute.
That's his real dog. Yeah.
That dog deserves an Oscar.
I want that dog.
All right. We got to get the fuck up out of here because I got another guest. Okay. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please like it, subscribe, rate it 5 stars. If you send me something nasty via a DM on iTunes, I'll read it. So this person said, they DM'd me on Instagram. They said, I want to use that ass as my waffle bowl while I'm using your pussy as a hot tub. Just soak in that puss and gobble up them extra syrupy waffles. I have no idea what that means, but you tried and I thoroughly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. Bye bye.
18 Coco Production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.